All right, we're back for part two of our son-father talk. I'm Jeff Danz. I'm a 40-year-old MMA fighter. I'm here with my son. How old are you? Like five?
11.
11-year-old son. He's a straight-A Chinese student. Well, I guess he's half white, too, but he looks more Chinese than white, I guess. What do you think about that? Do you ever feel like a pull from both sides of your races, like white and American?
What?
Like a pull. Like, do people call you Chinese? People call you white?
No, not really.
Chink, like, slanty eyes?
No.
Rice eater?
No.
Zipper head?
No. Usually, I don't know. Not really, no. I don't really get that. Yeah, no, not really.
Good. What else is going on with your life? How's school today?
Well, good.
Good? No one bullied you today?
No.
No? Do you have trouble with bullies? I guess not if no one calls you slanty eyes. I would call you slanty eyes.
Not really. No. I mean, I have one kind of abusive friend who, well, I won't name, but.
You can name him.
No.
Which one, Ben?
Not Caveman's Corner.
That's true. Caveman's Corner is a great podcast, so you should check it out. It's also on the same YouTube channel.
Yep. Caveman Conspiracies is good, too.
Yeah, Forrest is the star of that one, too.
You should watch that. But yeah, I don't know. Besides that, I don't really have to deal with anything. I mean, obviously, today, like, there's... like roasts and like everybody roasts each other, but
I think that's part of being a boy or a girl. I think that's just part of growing up. We definitely like we roast each other at the gym too, but we don't call it roasting. We call it, I don't know what we call it actually.
It's really, but it's usually just for fun. It's not like not something. It's usually not something that somebody means. So I mean, yeah. So most of the time, that's for fun. And then, so most of the time I don't really deal with bullies.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think you don't have a bully problem at all?
Well, I've actually done a lot about, read and done a lot of projects and stuff about bullying. I was in the anti-bullying club, in my anti-bullying club in fourth grade.
I didn't know that.
Grade.
Really?
Fourth grade.
Wow.
That was 2 years ago, but yeah. So,
How did I not know that?
I don't know.
You were in MMA, too? I would advertise that for sure.
Well, lots of bullies really aren't happy with themselves some of the time. Some of the time it's because their parents don't treat them well, and they just want to take it out on another kid, or they just feel like they're the boss, but usually it's not because they're just mean or a bad person. It's because of something else that's bothering them. And because of that, since I'm in a good school, usually there's not too many bullies like that. Because if you're sad all the time, you're obviously not going to get good grades. So if you're always distracted, you're not going to get good grades either. So you kind of always have to, we don't really get too many like crazy people or crazy bullies. And plus, I mean, I think they checked for some other things besides being smart when I got into City Honors. I mean, there's teacher recommendations and the teachers write stuff about you. So if you're really bad, I mean, they'll probably make sure they add that if you weren't a good student for them. So, I mean, or if you were a bully, I mean.
Do you think it's just your school, or do you think it has anything to do with your martial arts training, or maybe your I know your mom's pretty fiery. No one would ever push her around. You know, she's standing up for herself. And I don't think I'm very fiery myself, personally. I mean, I let people say stuff and do stuff. But I always stand up for myself, and I'm not scared to fight anybody, you know?
I mean, usually on mopey days, I'm not fiery. Like, but I'm always mopey and moany and groany because it's weekday and I have to go to school. And it's, like, it's not too extra inclusive. I mean, we do pretty standard stuff. It's just like seventh grade. Like, usually half of our year is seventh grade, half of it is sixth grade or a grade level. So we'll always have partially upper grade level stuff that we're doing in any grade. But, I mean, like, besides that, it's pretty normal stuff. So, I don't really enjoy it. I think you're
off topic. That has nothing to do with bullying.
Yeah, well.
What about martial arts? You think that gives you, I've seen you stand up to Dakota when you thought he was bullying you. And Dakota is, Forrest, how tall are you, you think? Like, 5 foot?
4'11", close to five.
4'11"? What do you weigh, like 89 pounds?
I might be lighter because I've been trying not to eat as much, but.
So you're 96 pounds because I see how you're not eating as much goes. Like that Lala's eating pizza before you train today at comp team.
Hey, I pooped it all out earlier.
That's good. Pooping's good for you. Everyone poops. And we never read that book, did we?
No.
Yeah. If anyone has a copy of Everyone Poops, Forrest needs to read it because he doesn't know that everyone poops. Anyways, he stood up to Dakota, who's probably like 6'3 and 209,000 pounds. He's bigger than me, for sure.
Just a note on that. Because Dakota's probably going to watch this, and I don't want him to get all mad. I actually didn't really think he was bullying me. I just got mad. Like, Mom thinks that he was bullying me and whatever, but usually, well, I think most of the time when I got mad at that point in time, it was usually my fault because I would usually get fiery and angry for not a whole lot of reason. So it wasn't really his fault, and he really likes, and well, he is a junior instructor and he takes that really seriously, and he tries to keep everybody in check, which is really good of him.
And that's a hard job too.
Yeah. Since I'm a junior instructor and I'm pretty confident, sometimes I can have a little bit of an ego. I mean, when I get fiery, and he's trying to keep everybody in check, it doesn't work well.
You don't always get fired, but sometimes you break down and you have emotional outbursts, and you cry a lot, actually, for someone your age, especially a boy.
I haven't cried that much lately. Only with homework. I don't cry at the gym anymore.
Not so much. But why do you think that is? Where do you think all that emotion comes from?
Well, Mom's really emotional, too. So I don't really know too much about the science of that stuff, like passing down genes and DNA. But if that is a gene, then it probably somehow got passed down to me. So maybe I am a little bit more emotional because Mom cries a lot too. Like, Mom cries happy, sad. I mean, we're both very emotional people, so I think maybe that's where it comes from.
Yeah, maybe. I guess behaviors are learned or inherited. Maybe you learned it. What about me? Am I emotional?
You don't really get emotional unless you're mad. You don't get mad that often, so you're not really. I don't think you're as emotional as me and Mom, but it's not like you're an emotionless monster. I mean, you have pretty happy emotions most of the time. It's not like you're emotionless.
I just have the happy stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you don't get super emotional unless you're mad, I think. That's at least my opinion or my two cents on it.
That's awesome.
Since we were going to do questions, I do have a question for you.
What's that?
So I know that you were bullied a little bit, so you started taking karate, but what got you into MMA?
What got me into MMA? Actually, I just watched UFC and I wanted to do it, to be honest with you. In my high school yearbook, Dr. Kroll wrote, I guess I'll see you in UFC 7. Back then, there was not UFCs like every day like there are now. Like, they were a lot really spaced apart. Well, so I didn't quite make UFC 7. I never really made UFC, but I did make professional MMA.
King of the Cage.
King of the Cage.
That's
all
a
day.
Pretty big promotion.
Yeah, 4-second knockout there, too.
Yeah.
As a pro, that's pretty good. Getting knocked out in 2 minutes and 36 seconds wasn't so good either, but, you know, you get some, you take some. Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail.
Yep. Although you want to be the hammer most of the time.
I guess.
All the time, really.
Depends what the nail's going into, I guess.
Do you have a question for me?
I already asked you the question. The question I really wanted to talk to you about was bullying today, and then yeah. It kind of really worked well into jumping into your emotional outburst, and I kind of looked at that a little bit.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I want to do something in language, and
earlier today you said you'd be a great cashier.
But since mom works in language and there's an internship program, I want to maybe do that 1 year so maybe I can land a job at mom's work in language or something. Because she said that can actually help you land a job there. Mm-hmm. But I've also been thinking I kind of want to work somewhere one summer, maybe just to either put it on my resume, get money, or just learn how it is in a workplace.
That sounds great.
But I want to be able to succeed, but in college, I want to minor in something musical, because on the side, I want to work on my music, and I want to work on music, and eventually, if I get good enough, I want to kind of have that start taking over my career, and maybe at one point I'll make it somewhere, so I won't have to work as much in whatever other job I have.
Awesome. I think we're over 11 minutes, so we're going to get out of here, but good job today. Got any questions for tomorrow?
What?
Got any questions for tomorrow?
We're
going to Lake City tomorrow, so we're going to have to do this one early in the morning tomorrow.
Why did you grow your beard?
Why did I grow my beard? Save it for tomorrow.
Yep.
Listen for K-Man, whatever the show is called tomorrow. We're out of here.